Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
All right, deep divers, buckle up, because today we're going deep into the world of meme coins.
Oh, yeah.
And how to avoid getting slammed by a rug pull.
It's a wild world out there.
It really is. And, you know, meme coins.
Absolutely.
They get a lot of hype.
For sure.
But there's also a lot of risk, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So you sent me this super interesting Medium article.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
About the av.ai rug probability analyzer.
Very cool tool.
Yeah. And it honestly feels like
it's a game changer.
It's like they handed us this like crypto x-ray machine to see right through these projects.
Absolutely. Data is key, right?
Yeah, it's using data, not just hype.
Exactly. Which is what a lot of meme coins thrive on, is hype.
Yeah, exactly. So this analyzer uses data to give us an idea of how likely a project is to rug pull.
That's right.
Which is, that's pretty powerful stuff.
Oh, it's incredibly powerful. I mean, for anyone who's even thinking about dipping their toes in the meme coin space, having a tool like this can really save you a lot of heartache and money.
Before we dive into the specifics, right? Mm. The article mentions that this analyzer looks at things like whale activity.
Right.
And dev history.
Oh, yeah. Very important.
I'm assuming you're already pretty familiar with
it. I am, yeah. I've been following their work for a while.
Okay.
Av.ai, they're doing some really innovative things in the space.
For those who aren't familiar, right?
Yeah.
What exactly
down.
Is a rug pull?
Okay, so imagine this.
Yeah.
You find this amazing new meme coin.
Okay.
The community's super hyped.
Uh-huh.
The price is pumping.
I'm with you.
You think you found the next big thing, right?
I've been there.
So you go all in.
Yeah.
But then suddenly the price crashes. The developers disappear.
They're gone.
And you're left holding
worthless tokens.
A bag of worthless tokens.
Ouch.
That's a rug pull.
Okay, so
essentially, it's when the creators of a cryptocurrency
basically
abandon the project and take all the investors' money with them.
So they make off like bandits.
Exactly. They disappear with the loot, leaving everyone else high and dry.
And that's why a tool like this is so important.
It's absolutely crucial, especially in the meme coin space. Because it's so easy to get caught up in the hype.
Yeah, it's easy to FOMO in.
Exactly.
And then get
totally wrecked.
That the rug's about to be pulled out from under you.
So how does this analyzer actually work?
Well, it's pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
They use a combination of blockchain analysis and machine learning.
Machine learning, okay.
Yeah, to assess the risk of a rug pull.
Oh, that's getting pretty technical.
It is, but basically,
down for me.
They look for certain patterns and red flags that have been associated with past rug pulls.
Got it. So they're using historical data?
Yeah. They've analyzed a massive amount of data.
To train their algorithms to spot those telltale signs.
So it's kind of like...
Think of it like...
A detective.
Yes, exactly.
Looking for clues.
A crypto detective.
Right, so it's sifting through all this data, and it's like, wait a minute.
There's something fishy here.
Something's not right.
Exactly.
Okay, the article mentioned three...
key dimensions.
Three key dimensions of analysis. Mm-hmm. The first one...
tracking devs.
Okay, tracking devs, what's that all about?
Well, it's about looking beyond just the hype.
Uh-huh.
And the promises that developers make.
Right.
And actually analyzing their behavior.
Okay.
So the analyzer scrutinizes developer activity.
Like what kind of activity?
Like how often are they trading the token?
Okay.
What's the volume of their transactions? Are there any sudden spikes in their activity that could indicate...
like they're about to cash out?
That they're about to dump their holdings and disappear.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's looking for like, are the devs actually...
are they in it for the long haul?
In it for the long haul.
Or are they just trying to make a quick buck?
And then run.
Exactly.
Okay. And then the second dimension is...
peeking into dev history.
Peeking into dev history. So we're getting into the, like, background checks.
Oh, yeah. We're going full CSI crypto.
I love it.
This is where it gets really interesting.
So tell me more.
So the analyzer doesn't just look at the current project. It dives into the developer's entire history.
Oh, wow.
It's checking to see if they have a track record.
So, like, have they done this before?
Of delivering on their promises.
Right.
Or if they've left a trail of abandoned projects and disgruntled investors in their wake.
So it's like...
it's like a crypto resume check.
But way more thorough.
Yeah, but way more thorough.
Because you can't fake blockchain history.
You can't fake the blockchain.
It's all right there.
It's all there, permanently recorded.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this is so powerful.
It's a game changer for sure.
All right, so we've got tracking the devs, looking into their history.
Right.
What's the third dimension?
Well, the third dimension is holder analysis.
Holder analysis, okay.
And this is all about looking at how the tokens are distributed and traded.
So like... who's holding the tokens?
Exactly. Are there any red flags there?
Give me some examples.
Well, for example, the analyzer can spot things like insider wallets that are disproportionately large.
So like someone who's close to the project?
Yeah, someone with inside information that could be used for a pump and dump.
Okay, so they load up on tokens.
Exactly.
Hype it up. Pump the price.
Pump the price and then dump it on everyone else.
Classic.
Classic pump and dump.
So the analyzer can, it can see that.
You can see those patterns.
Oh.
It can also identify groups of wallets.
Okay.
That seem to be coordinating their trading activity.
So like working together.
Yeah, like a cartel.
To manipulate the price.
To manipulate the market.
Ooh, that's.
That's scary stuff.
It is kind of scary.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people, you know.
They think
they get into these meme coins and they think, oh, it's decentralized.
It's the Wild West.
No one can control it.
Right.
But
there are still ways.
Clearly there are ways to
manipulate the market.
To manipulate things.
And take advantage of people.
This is pretty intense stuff.
It is.
I'm starting to feel like this rug probability analyzer.
It's like a bodyguard.
It's like my crypto bodyguard.
For your meme coin investments.
Protecting
you from those rug pulls.
From getting scammed.
Exactly.
I gotta admit, I was a little skeptical at first.
I understand that.
About relying on algorithms.
Yeah.
But this is really...
opening your eyes.
It's opening my eyes to the power of data analysis.
Data is power.
It is power, yeah.
Especially in the crypto world.
Okay.
Where everything's on the blockchain.
We've talked about the three dimensions.
Are there any limitations?
Are there any limitations?
Yeah. Is it a foolproof system?
Is this thing perfect?
Mm-hmm.
Or are there ways that it could, you know...
could it miss something?
Miss a rug pull.
Right. Good question.
Yeah.
It's important to remember that no tool is perfect.
Right.
Even the most sophisticated algorithms can be fooled.
Okay.
Especially by a really sophisticated rug pull. So there's always a chance.
There's always a chance.
That something could slip through the cracks.
So even with this tool.
You still need to be cautious.
It's not a set it and forget it.
No, it's not a magic bullet.
Kind of thing.
You still need to do your own research.
You still need to do your own due diligence.
Absolutely.
Look into the projects.
Don't just blindly trust any tool.
Right.
Use it as a guide.
Use it as part of your...
as part of your research process.
Your research toolkit, yeah.
Exactly.
This is really insightful.
I'm glad you're finding it helpful.
I'm curious, though, have you heard of any specific examples of how this analyzer has actually helped people?
Absolutely. There are tons of stories out there.
Avoid rug pulls.
Of people who were able to avoid getting scammed.
Okay, tell me one.
Okay. So there was this one meme coin.
Yeah.
It was called Positive Vibes.
Okay.
It had all the classic meme coin ingredients.
Cute name.
Cute dog mascot. Catchy tagline.
Yep.
Passionate community.
Okay.
Seemed legit, right?
It's legit.
But the analyzer detected some unusual activity in the developers' wallets.
Okay.
Suggesting that they were slowly siphoning off funds.
Oh, so it wasn't like a...
It wasn't a sudden rug pull.
A sudden dramatic rug pull.
It was a slow bleed.
Like slow bleed.
Which is even harder to detect without the right tools.
So the analyzer was able to pick up on that.
Exactly. It gave investors a heads up.
And those people got out.
Allowing them to exit the project.
Before it all came crashing down.
Like completely collapsed.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a perfect example of how data-driven insights...
It can literally save you money.
Can save you from a major financial hit.
All right. I am officially sold.
I'm glad to hear it.
On this rug probability analyzer.
It's a powerful tool.
It sounds like a game changer.
It is, for sure.
Red.
But there's more to meme coins than just avoiding scams.
Right. There is. I mean, we want to
find those winners.
We want to make some money.
You want to ride those rockets.
Yeah, exactly.
To the moon.
So how can this tool help us do that?
Let's talk about that.
All right. But first, I think we need to give our listeners a moment.
Yeah, this is a lot to process.
To catch their breath. This is a lot of information.
Take a break.
So stick around.
We'll be right back.
We'll be back in a flash to talk about how to find those meme coin winners.
Those rockets.
Using the rug probability analyzer.
Stay tuned.
All right, deep divers, welcome back. And, you know, before the break, we were getting pretty deep into the weeds.
Yeah, we've
talking about the Av.ai rug probability analyzer.
It's a fascinating tool.
Oh, it really is. And how it can, you know,
it keep us safe.
Help us avoid getting rug pulled.
Absolutely.
But you know, this tool, it does more.
It does, yeah.
And just help us avoid scams.
Right. It can actually help us find winners. And those rockets.
How does a tool that's designed to spot scams?
Right.
Help us find winners.
Well, it's all about the data, right?
Okay.
Remember those data points we were talking about?
Yeah, the developer activity, the transaction patterns.
Exactly.
The holder analysis, all that.
All of that. By analyzing all of that data, the analyzer can give us insights into a project's overall health and its potential for growth.
So instead of just looking for red flags.
Right.
We can actually use this data to look for green flags.
Absolutely. We're looking for those indicators.
Like, this project's actually...
That a project is not only safe...
Legit.
But also on a path to success.
Okay. Give me an example of a green flag.
Okay. Let's say the analyzer shows a project...
With a team of experienced developers...
Okay.
Who have a track record of launching successful projects.
That's a good sign.
That's a huge green flag right there.
Yeah.
It shows they're not just in it.
They're not just in it for the...
For a quick cash grab.
For the quick rug pull.
They're actually building something.
Yeah.
With long-term value.
Okay, so...
Good one.
What other kind of green flag?
Another green flag would be...
Should we be looking for?
A healthy distribution of tokens.
Okay.
You don't want to see a project where a handful of whales control the majority of the supply.
Right, so like a fair distribution?
Yeah, you want to see the tokens spread out among a large...
So no one person... Can
an active community
really control the
exactly
waste.
Because that can lead to manipulation.
Got it.
If one person
an active community
you can control the price.
So it's like we're checking the foundation of a house.
Perfect analogy.
Before we buy it, you know.
We want to make sure it's built on solid ground.
We don't want a house of cards.
Exactly.
We want a solid foundation.
We don't want a house of cards.
We want to make sure
that could collapse at any moment.
It's built to last.
You know what? It's fascinating to me.
It is fascinating.
How data analysis is really...
It's changing the game.
Changing the game.
In the meme coin world.
In the meme coin world.
Yeah.
Because it feels like we're moving away from this purely speculative...
Pure speculation.
You know, gut feeling kind of market.
Right.
To something that's more...
To a market that's driven by insights.
Driven by data, driven by insight.
Data is becoming the new currency.
I like that.
In the crypto space.
Data is the new currency.
It is.
Okay, so let's get practical here.
All right.
I'm using the rug probability analyzer.
All right.
I come across a project, and I'm like, okay.
You like what you see.
This looks interesting.
All right.
What are some key data points?
Okay, good question.
I should be focusing on.
Let's break it down.
To kind of assess its potential.
First, take a look at the developer history section.
Okay, the developer history.
Has this team launched successful projects in the past?
Okay, so we're looking for that.
Do they have a reputation?
Track record.
For transparency and communication.
So it's not just about, okay, have they rug pulled before?
Right.
It's like, are they actually...
Are they competent?
good developer.
Are they trustworthy?
Okay.
That's what you want to see.
What's next?
Next, dive into the holder analysis.
Holder analysis, okay.
Is there a healthy distribution of tokens?
Uh-huh.
Or is it concentrated in a few large wallets?
Okay, we talked about that.
Look for signs of community engagement.
Right.
And active trading.
So, like, is there a community around this?
A vibrant community is often a good indicator of a project with long-term potential.
Oh, okay. What else?
Don't overlook the tokenomics section.
Tokenomics, okay.
This will give you insights.
What about the token?
Into how the token is designed.
Works.
How it's distributed.
Yeah.
And what kind of utility it offers.
Okay.
Look for projects.
Utility. So, like, what can you actually...
With a clear use case.
Do with it.
A well-defined roadmap.
Okay.
And a tokenomics model that makes sense.
So it's not just about the meme.
It's not just about the hype.
There's actually got to be.
There has to be substance behind the meme.
Substance behind it.
You want to make sure it's a solid project.
This is great stuff.
I'm glad you're finding it helpful.
I'm really starting to, you know, I feel like I'm starting to see the meme coin world.
In a new light.
Through new eyes. Yeah, with this data.
This data is power.
But let's zoom out for a second.
Okay.
You know, some people, they dismiss meme coins. They're like, oh, it's just a joke.
They're just a fad.
It's a fad. It's going to go away.
Right.
But honestly, I think meme coins are playing.
I think they're here to stay.
A pretty significant role.
And I think they're actually.
In the evolution of the crypto space.
Playing a really important role.
What do you think?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think meme coins have brought a lot of attention to the crypto space.
Yeah.
They've made it more accessible.
They made it fun.
Fun, engaging.
Right.
For people who might have been intimidated before.
Yeah. It used to feel very serious technical.
Very technical.
You know? And now it's like.
Now it's like, hey.
You got dog coins and all this kind of stuff.
Let's have some fun. Let's make some money.
Yeah, exactly. And meme coins have. They've generated some incredible returns.
Absolutely.
You know, even if it is.
Even if it's driven by speculation.
Driven by speculation.
Which it often is. But you know what?
Speculation's a powerful force.
Speculation can drive innovation.
It drives the market.
It can drive adoption.
It can drive everything.
Absolutely.
And I think meme coins have really kind of...
They've pushed the boundaries.
They've pushed the boundaries.
Right, of what's possible with cryptocurrency.
In a lot of ways, right?
Yeah.
You've got new tokenomics models. You've got these...
Building cultures.
Vibrant communities. It's
amazing.
It is pretty amazing. It's like... You know, this thing that started as a meme could actually end up shaping the future of finance.
It's crazy to think about.
It really is. But we do need to.
We need to be careful.
Balance this enthusiasm.
Be realistic.
With some caution.
Because the meme coin market is still.
It's still
relatively young.
Wild West out there.
And largely unregulated.
So for someone who's, you know.
Who's just starting out.
Just starting out in the meme coin space.
What advice would you give them?
What advice would you give them?
First and foremost, educate yourself.
Okay.
Learn about the technology. Learn about the different types of meme coins.
Don't just jump in.
Learn about the risks.
Head first.
Don't just follow the hype.
Yeah.
Understand.
Do your own research.
What you're investing in.
Okay. What else?
Start small.
Okay.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Diversify.
Diversify your portfolio.
So spread the risk.
Spread the risk.
Don't put all your money.
Don't go all in.
In one meme coin.
On one meme coin.
Well.
Embrace the community aspect.
Okay. Yeah.
Join online forums. Connect with other investors.
Talk to other people.
Learn from their experiences.
Learn from their mistakes.
The meme coin world is all about collaboration.
Right.
And shared knowledge.
We're all on this crazy ride together.
Exactly.
And we got to kind of...
We're all learning together.
Help each other out.
We're all figuring it out as we go.
Okay. And probably the most important rule.
The golden rule.
The golden rule.
And never invest more.
Never invest more.
Then you can afford to lose.
Then you can afford to lose.
Because...
Right?
Meme coin investing...
It is risky.
...can be incredibly rewarding. But it's also inherently risky.
It is. So
don't bet the farm.
Don't bet the farm.
On one meme coin.
On any meme coin.
Okay, this is really great advice.
I'm glad you're finding it helpful.
I wanna kind of circle back to the rug probability analyzer.
Right.
You know, you mentioned earlier it's
just one tool.
It's just one tool in our arsenal.
In your toolkit.
What are some other resources?
Those questions.
Or strategies.
And dive into that.
That we can use to, you know.
Because there are a lot of other things.
To make smarter meme coin decisions.
That you can do.
Okay, well.
To up your game.
Let's take a moment to refresh.
Here.
And then we'll come back.
We'll be right back.
We'll talk about some other tools and resources.
More tools, more strategies.
For meme coin investors.
Okay, deep divers, we are back and ready to wrap up our deep dive into meme coins. Before we took a moment to refresh, we were talking about the rug probability analyzer from Aave.ai and how it can help us find those diamonds in the rough in the meme coin market. You mentioned that there are other tools and strategies we can use too, so what else should we be packing in our meme coin toolkit?
Well, you're right. The rug probability analyzer is a fantastic starting point. It gives us a solid foundation, but now it's time to build the rest of the house, right?
I like that analogy. So, what are the other building blocks we need for making smart meme coin decisions?
One that's often overlooked is community sentiment analysis. Remember, meme coins, they live and breathe on hype and community engagement. So it's absolutely vital to get a feel for the chatter online. What are people saying on social media? You know, what's the overall vibe?
Right, because a project can have solid fundamentals, but if there's no passion, if the community is not engaged, it's not going anywhere. So how do we go about analyzing that sentiment? Are we just scrolling through endless Twitter threads and Reddit forums?
There are definitely manual ways to do it, but thankfully some tools can make it easier. Some platforms out there, they can aggregate social media data and use natural language processing, NLP,
okay,
to actually gauge the overall sentiment toward a specific coin. They can keep track of things like how often it's mentioned, the ratio of positive to negative comments, and even pinpoint those key influencers who are really driving the conversation.
Wow. So it's like having a finger on the pulse of the community. That's pretty incredible. But, you know, let's be honest, sentiment can change on a dime, especially in the meme coin world. What other signals should we be watching for?
Well, another crucial aspect is on-chain analysis.
Okay.
And this means diving into the blockchain data, going deeper than just the price movements. Are you looking at things like the number of active addresses? What's the transaction volume looking like? How are those tokens distributed among all the different holders? These metrics can give you some real insights into how much a coin is actually being used and adopted, not just how much hype it's getting.
It's like peeking under the hood. Like,
exactly.
Not just admiring the paint job.
You got it.
But I've got to admit, blockchain data can be a little intimidating for the average person. Are there any tools out there that can help us regular folks make sense of it all?
For sure. Several platforms have really user-friendly interfaces to make exploring that on-chain data a lot easier. They can create these really cool visualizations of transaction patterns, track whale activity, and even like send you alerts if anything fishy pops up.
Wow, that's like having your own personal blockchain detective.
You got it.
Okay, so we've got sentiment analysis, we've got on-chain analysis. What other tricks do you have up your sleeve?
Well, don't underestimate the power of good old-fashioned fundamental analysis.
Okay.
Really take the time to read the project's white paper. Do you understand their vision? What's the team's experience and track record? Does it check out? Look for projects with a clear use case. Is there a well-defined roadmap? Does the tokenomics model make sense?
Right. So there has to be some actual substance behind all the memes, right?
Yeah.
It's like evaluating a business, even if it's wearing a meme costume.
Precisely. And don't be afraid to ask questions. Jump into the project's Telegram group or their Discord. Get involved with the community. And don't hesitate to challenge the team about their ideas. A team that's transparent and responsive. That's a really good sign.
Okay, so it sounds like it's all about combining the data analysis with some critical thinking and some good old-fashioned due diligence. But, you know, the meme coin market, it moves fast. How do we keep up with everything, you know? How do we make decisions quickly without getting totally overwhelmed?
It's definitely a challenge, even for seasoned investors, to keep up with everything. One strategy I like is setting up alerts and notifications. A lot of the platforms will let you track specific coins or like specific metrics, and then bam, they hit you with a notification when something big happens, whether it's a sudden price jump or a big transaction or even like a swing in community sentiment.
So it's like having a personal assistant for our meme coin portfolio. It keeps us in the loop without having to be glued to the screen 24/7. I like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, even with all these tools and all the strategies we've talked about, there's still risk in meme coin investing.
Oh, absolutely. You can never forget that. Meme coins, they are inherently volatile. They're speculative. They're driven by hype and trends. And let's be honest, a lot of emotion.
So how do we keep a level head? How do we avoid making rash decisions based on, like, FOMO, the fear of missing out, or just plain fear?
Having a clear investment strategy is absolutely critical. You need to know your risk tolerance, set those realistic goals, and stick to your plan. Don't get swept up in all the hype cycles, and for goodness sake, don't chase those pumps.
Right. It's way too easy to get caught up in the excitement. So a level-headed approach is really the key to success in this market. Any other parting words of wisdom for all our meme coin adventurers out there?
Meme coin investing, it's a marathon, not a sprint. It's a journey. You are learning, you are adapting, and you're always refining your strategies as you go. Don't be afraid to experiment, but always do it responsibly and within your memes. And most importantly, have fun along the way. At the end of the day, meme coins are about enjoyment and community.
Couldn't have said it better myself. That's the perfect way to wrap things up. A huge thank you to our expert for sharing all these amazing insights. And to all our listeners, remember, knowledge is power. And by combining that data analysis with some critical thinking, engaging with the community, and a healthy dose of caution, you could approach this exciting world of meme coins with confidence and, who knows, maybe even reap some rewards along the way. Happy trading, everyone.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.